Jasher chapter 15. And in that year there was a heavy famine throughout the land of Canaan. And the inhabitants of the land could not remain on account of the famine, for it was very grievous. And Abram and all belonging to him rose and went down to Egypt on account of the famine. And when they were at the brook Mitzrayim, they remained there some time to rest from the fatigue of the road. And Abram and Sarai were walking at the border of the brook Mitzrayim, and Abram beheld his wife Sarai, that she was very beautiful. And Abram said to his wife Sarai, "Since God has created thee with such a beautiful countenance, I am afraid of the Egyptians, lest they should slay me and take thee away, for the fear of God is not in these places. Surely then thou shalt do this. Say thou art my sister to all that may ask thee, in order that it may be well with me, and that we may live, and not be put to death." And Abram commanded the same to all those that came with him to Egypt on account of the famine. Also his nephew Lot he commanded, saying, "If the Egyptians ask concerning Sarai, say she is the sister of Abram." And yet with all these orders, Abram did not put confidence in them, but he took Sarai, and placed her in a chest, and concealed it amongst their vessels. For Abram was greatly concerned about Sarai on account of the wickedness of the Egyptians. And Abram and all belonging to him rose up from the brook Mitzrayim and came to Egypt. And they'd scarcely entered the gates of the city when the guards stood up to them, saying, "Give tithe to the king from what you have, and then you may come into the town." And Abram and those that were with him did so. And Abram, with the people that were with him, came to Egypt. And when they came, they brought the chest in which Sarai was concealed. And the Egyptians saw the chest. And the king's servants approached to Abram, saying, "What hast thou here in this chest which we have not seen? Now open thou the chest, and give tithe to the king of all that it contains." And Abram said, "This chest I will not open, but all you demand upon it I will give." And Pharaoh's officers answered Abram, saying, "It is a chest of precious stones. Give us the tenth thereof." Abram said, "All that you desire I will give, but you must not open the chest." And the king's officers pressed Abram, and they reached the chest and opened it with force, and they saw. And behold, a beautiful woman was in the chest. And when the officers of the king beheld Sarai, they were struck with admiration at her beauty. And all the princes and servants of Pharaoh assembled to see Sarai, for she was very beautiful. And the king's officers ran and told Pharaoh all that they had seen, and they praised Sarai to the king. And Pharaoh ordered her to be brought. And the woman came before the king. And Pharaoh beheld Sarai, and she pleased him exceedingly, and he was struck with her beauty. And the king rejoiced greatly on her account, and made presents to those who brought him the tidings concerning her. And the woman was then brought to Pharaoh's house. And Abram grieved on account of his wife, and he prayed to the Lord to deliver her from the hands of Pharaoh. And Sarai also prayed at that time and said, "O Lord God, thou didst tell my lord Abram to go from his land and from his father's house to the land of Canaan, and thou didst promise to do well with him if he would perform thy commands. Now behold, we have done that which thou didst command us, and we left our land and our families, and we went to a strange land and to a people whom we have not known before. And we came to this land to avoid the famine, and this evil accident has befallen me. Now therefore, O Lord God, deliver us and save us from the hand of this oppressor, and do well with me for the sake of thy mercy." And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And the Lord sent an angel to deliver Sarai from the power of Pharaoh. And the king came and sat before Sarai. And behold, an angel of the Lord was standing over them. And he appeared to Sarai and said to her, "Do not fear, for the Lord has heard thy prayer." And the king approached Sarai and said to her, What is that man to thee who brought thee hither? And she said, He is my brother. And the king said, It is incumbent upon us to make him great, to elevate him, and to do unto him all the good which thou shalt command us. And at that time the king sent to Abram silver and gold, precious stones in abundance, together with cattle, menservants, and maidservants. And the king ordered Abram to be brought, and he sat in the court of the king's house. And the king greatly exalted Abram on that night. And the king approached to speak to Sarai, and he reached out his hand to touch her, when the angel smote him heavily, and he was terrified, and he refrained from reaching to her. And when the king came near to Sarai, the angel smote him to the ground, and acted thus to him the whole night. And the king was terrified. And the angel on that night smote heavily all the servants of the king and his whole household on account of Sarai. And there was a great lamentation that night amongst the people of Pharaoh's house. And Pharaoh, seeing the evil that befell him, said, Surely on account of this woman has this thing happened to me. And he removed himself at some distance from her and spoke pleasing words to her. And the king said to Sarai, Tell me, I pray thee, concerning the man with whom thou camest here. And Sarai said, This man is my husband. And I said to thee that he was my brother, for I was afraid lest thou shouldst put him to death through wickedness. And the king kept away from Sarai, and the plagues of the angel of the Lord ceased from him and his household. And Pharaoh knew that he was smitten on account of Sarai, and the king was greatly astonished at this. And in the morning the king called for Abram and said to him, What is this thou hast done to me? Why didst thou say, She is my sister, owing to which I took her unto me for a wife? And this heavy plague has therefore come upon me and my household. Now therefore here is thy wife. Take her, and go from our land, lest we all die on her account. And Pharaoh took more cattle, menservants and maidservants, and silver and gold to give to Abram. And he returned unto him Sarai his wife. And the king took a maiden whom he begat by his concubines, and he gave her to Sarai for a handmaid. And the king said to his daughter, It is better for thee, my daughter, to be a handmaid in this man's house than to be a mistress in my house after we have beheld the evil that befell us on account of this woman. And Abram arose, and he and all belonging to him went away from Egypt. And Pharaoh ordered some of his men to accompany him, and all that went with him. And Abram returned to the land of Canaan, to the place where he had made the altar, where he at first had pitched his tent. And Lot, the son of Haran, Abram's brother, had a heavy stock of cattle, flocks, and herds, and tents, for the Lord was bountiful to them on account of Abram. And when Abram was dwelling in the land, the herdsmen of Lot quarreled with the herdsmen of Abram, for their property was too great for them to remain together in the land, and the land could not bear them on account of their cattle. When Abram's herdsmen went to feed their flock, they would not go into the fields of the people of the land, but the cattle of Lot's herdsmen did otherwise, for they were suffered to feed in the fields of the people of the land. And the people of the land saw this occurrence daily, and they came to Abram and quarreled with him on account of Lot's herdsmen. And Abram said to Lot, What is this thou art doing to me, to make me despicable to the inhabitants of the land, that thou orderest thy herdsmen to feed thy cattle in the fields of other people? Dost thou not know that I am a stranger in this land amongst the children of Canaan? And why wilt thou do this unto me? And Abram quarreled daily with Lot on account of this. But Lot would not listen to Abram, and he continued to do the same, and the inhabitants of the land came and told Abram. And Abram said unto Lot, How long wilt thou be to me for a stumbling block with the inhabitants of the land? Now I beseech thee, let there be no more quarreling between us, for we are kinsmen. But I pray thee, separate from me, Go and choose a place where thou mayest dwell with thy cattle and all belonging to thee. But keep thyself at a distance from me, thou and thy household. And be not afraid in going from me, for if any one do an injury to thee, let me know, and I will avenge thy cause from him. Only remove from me. And when Abram had spoken all these words to Lot, then Lot arose and lifted up his eyes toward the plain of Jordan. And he saw that the whole of this place was well watered and good for man, as well as affording pasture for the cattle. And Lot went from Abram to that place, and he there pitched his tent, and he dwelt in Sodom. And they were separated from each other. And Abram dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he pitched his tent there. And Abram remained in that place many years.